Yesterday was the last day of school for kids across Butte County before they headed into holiday break. We continue with more from Teresa Katsourilis, who interviewed County Superintendent of Schools Tim Taylor earlier this week. She asked him to reflect on the biggest challenges after the fire and on how students and teachers are doing since joining new classrooms across the county.
I think the biggest logistical challenge was that all of us, especially the Paradise District and the Charters and Concow and upper part of Chico, those leaders were very traumatized themselves. So even myself, having been right in the heart of this thing, and our command center was within a quarter mile of where all the fire trucks were. So you have 2,500 fire trucks going, you have the fire still burning. We all melted down after about 3 or 4 days. And what saved us was we brought in specialists who had no real skin in the game. They weren't tied to any lost homes or anything. So personally, our county office brought in about 9 people. The districts and charters brought in people because we had trouble making a decision a foot in front of us because this was so out of our league. And then the real benefit was within about 3 or 4 days, we started modeling and getting trained by the first responders how to run incident command meetings, how to make decisions. So that was number one. Number two, obviously, I think getting a week or two into where do you find space for 4,500 kids and where are they all? How are they doing? How's the staff doing? So the logistics around getting a school sites was difficult. Again, districts stepped up, Oroville and Durham. And Chico offered as much as they could and were backfilling the others. So that's a logistical nightmare. And then I think the very last piece is how do you get things back to normalcy? And you have your curriculum yet to do and you have state testing still and all that. But how do you get back to normalcy? Because teachers and kids love routine, so they're not in the same school they were in. They don't even have the same bulletin boards that are burned down or caught up there. And that took a lot of work, and we're still not there. I think the kids need to have that routine, which we hope we start to get to more so in January.
Of those 4,700 students, do you know how many haven't returned?
Well, we think 55% have. About 1,500 have not, and they're spread out. And again, somewhat of a moving target. They're in local counties right around here. Some have left the state, you know, some have said this is too much. So that's a ever flowing chart.
How have the challenges that you guys are facing, how have those challenges changed?
Well, again, I think the biggest change, is we have to get these portables in so the teachers have better teaching environments. I think all of us can do a temporary 2 or 3 week run. One of them's above a church. We have a kindergarten program over at Durham that has 60, 70 students in it with 5 teachers. We have to get them better environments so they can have a second semester that, like I told you, is more routine, and the teachers can get in their groove with them and feel like it's their home. So that's number one. I think number two is just constantly making sure the adults are supported and are provided their safety and their needs. I think I had a mom tell me the other day, Tim, quit saying the word trauma because you've been on so many newscasts and my kids are listening. So now they think they have a problem when they may not really have a problem. But when you keep saying you have a problem, then you have a problem. I'm using well-being because I think we all have trauma. We all have depression at some point. We all have the things we deal with. So I think that well-being's interest is going to be tough. I think it's a great opportunity for us to rethink and reinfuse more arts and culture and dance and music to all the kids. We've made some great strides up here. How do we get that? Because it makes kids feel great, and it makes them feel stronger and lets them express themselves and makes them feel well.
Do you happen to know what percentage of your students at this point are homeless or insecure in their housing at this point? And if you don't have an exact number, do you have an assumption?
Yeah, I mean, when we saw how many kids lost their homes or were displaced, 4,700. Some are starting to go back to their homes up in Paradise, but that's an awkward thing because we have one school open up there and hopefully Pine Ridge too, but the majority of them are still have a home without a school or school without a home. So the numbers, it's a lot. I think it's probably in the 60-70% range of that 4,700. But the mayhem around that is intense because I think people have landed on some housing it's different for them. I had somebody tell me the other day, where's the frogs, the crickets, the smell of pine? I'm in a nice townhome in Chico, and I can hear my neighbor in a wall next to me and a court full of cars. And I spent 3 minutes at a stoplight. And I'm just used to paradise being more of the ridge. So those are really awkward things, I think, life-changing things, because I think people live in their homes and they miss the crickets and the frogs and the birds. Not that we don't have cricket and frogs, birds down in the valley too, but it's not like it is up there, and especially in their mind and to their kids' minds.
Do you have any concerns, or conversely, are you looking forward to the holidays this year?
Well, I think it's been an interesting couple of weeks because people have been so generous all throughout the country and world, and offered them so much. But I think for those of us that raise children, you know, you give them 10 gifts and then 11 and 12, how do you stop and step back and really appreciate what the holidays are for? And you can see and talk to a lot of parents, they're just really tired and they had to already shop a lot because they lost everything. So I think a lot of people are just looking for some peace and quiet. And I think a nice break and let them kind of rejuvenate and enjoy what they've got. And I told a lot of people the most powerful moments that I saw was that first day back at school and watching these parents who've been holding on to their children dearly for 3 weeks, leaving them at school and watching the couple go hand in hand or arm in arm, letting their children go back. It's like the first day of kindergarten, but probably even more intense. I think those parents are looking forward to some time back there. Talk about the first couple weeks of school and their next steps, which are going to be, you know, tough decisions ahead.
Butte County Superintendent Tim Taylor speaking with Teresa Katsourilis.